Amanda in Texas is on the line and has a question about an insurance company that doesn't actually want to provide insurance.
Insurance.
What's going on?
Well, I have a house that it was built in the 40s. And in 2009, I put a brand new roof on it. And I have had, and it was, and it's kind of fell into disrepair. We have done quite a few repairs to it. And now, and several insurance companies, every time that I find something that I would ask them to, I've been through a couple of insurance companies, never had a problem before, but now I asked about, we had some storms roll through, ice storms, and on Friday, I got a letter saying that they had decided they were going to cancel my insurance after I had filed a claim with some ice storms, had, you know, messed up some shingles on my roof, and I was going to get an estimate to just, you know, redo that part of the roof. And my problem is, you know, can I file on insurance since I'm still technically covered until the end of next, until the end of February?
Yeah, I don't think you're, I think as long as your insurance was in effect at the time of the incident, so at the time of the damage, I think you can. But if they're already giving you a hard time about canceling, then what I would do is I would call a public adjuster. Do you know what those guys do? They're experts at basically working directly with your insurance company and getting you the maximum amount of payout that you could possibly qualify for. And they don't miss a thing. You know, they don't miss a thing. They don't miss a nail, a shingle, a stroke, a coat of paint, nothing. If you get a good public adjuster, they work on a percentage of the claim. So they try to get you as much as they possibly can. And if they're just going to be ornery and cancel your insurance because you had the audacity to file a claim.
To actually use it.
And actually use it. It's not right. Atypical. So it's not they're picking on you. It's what they do. I don't get it. I mean, you would think that if you filed a claim and you had repairs, you would be least likely person to be able to do that again. But okay, that's the way they want to play the game. Then you go ahead and, you know, find another homeowner's company. It's all you got to do. But I would get a public adjuster because they're already showing that maybe they can't be trusted in my view, or they're going to give you a hard time, or they're going to give you the runaround. So I'd get a public adjuster. I'd have them look at the claim and see what you can qualify for, and then get it fixed. I mean, it was ice damage too, and if it was ice dams, you may have to strip the whole roof off and put in ice and water.
Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking, that's going to be the issue.
Yeah, I'd get a public adjuster. All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.